Crime and Punishment, written by Fyodor Dostoevsky, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Icon Players.
Icon Audio Arts.
A whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics, when the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates. These works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
Part 1, Chapter 1. On an exceptionally hot evening early in July, a young man came out of the garret in which he lodged in S. Place, and walked slowly, as though in hesitation, towards K. Bridge. He had successfully avoided meeting his landlady on the staircase. His garret was under the roof of a high, five-storied house, and was more like a cupboard than a room. The landlady who provided him with garret, dinners, and attendance lived on the floor below, and every time he went out he was obliged to pass her kitchen, the door of which invariably stood open. And each time he passed, the young man had a sick, frightened feeling, which made him scowl and feel ashamed. He was hopelessly in debt to his landlady, and was afraid of meeting her. This was not because he was cowardly and abject, quite the contrary, but for some time past he had been in an overstrained, irritable condition, verging on hypochondria. He had become so completely absorbed in himself and isolated from his fellows that he dreaded meeting not only his landlady, but anyone at all. He was crushed by poverty, but the anxieties of his position had of late ceased to weigh upon him. He had given up attending to matters of practical importance. He had lost all desire to do so. Nothing that any landlady could do had a real terror for him. But to be stopped on the stairs, to be forced to listen to her trivial, irrelevant gossip, to pestering demands for payment, threats and complaints, and to rack his brains for excuses, to prevaricate, to lie. No, rather than that, he would creep down the stairs like a cat and slip out unseen. This evening, however, on coming out into the street, he became acutely aware of his fears. "I went to attempt a thing like that, and am frightened by these trifles," he thought with an odd smile. "Yes, all is in a man's hands, and he lets it all slip from cowardice. That's an axiom. It would be interesting to know what it is men are most afraid of. Taking a new step, uttering a new word, is what they fear most. But I am talking too much. It's because I chatter that I do nothing. Or perhaps it is that I chatter because I do nothing. I've learned to chatter this last month
Sample complete. Ready to continue?